This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, let me start it off with Psalm 94:20. Listen carefully. Shall the throne of iniquity, shall the throne of lawlessness have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? In other words, policy, which follows law. Folks, policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. And if it counters God's moral law, guess what? It's null and void. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, said, nugatory, period. Cool? We are established on the Mosaic Institution. With that said, on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, designated terror group CAIR, C-A-I-R, sues the FBI, Customs and Border Protection to stop counter-terror initiatives. Did you hear what I said? You have those that mean to tear you down from within, to implement as they tear down the U.S. Constitution step by step. This can only happen and take place in a nation where you have a disobedient people towards the things of God, period. Attempting to put in its place Sharia law. I want to say this again. Sons of LibertyMedia.com, written by Robert Spencer, said, designated terror group CARE sues the FBI, Customs, and Border Protection to stop counter-terror initiatives. Friends, why do you put up with this? You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of groups like Southern Poverty Law Center. This reminds me of groups like the American Civil Liberties Union. Had the people in this country known what the law states and states, in fact, folks, these people wouldn't have a leg to stand on. I mean, here, let's go to the Southern Poverty Law Center really quick. Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Who's that? Well, his name is Mark Potok, director of, as he called it, intelligence at Southern Poverty Law Center. Listen to what he said. Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes. No, they're the creator of hate. They are the haters. They are the ones with the spear, not the shield, perpetuating the crime through totalitarian methods. Mark Potok, director of intelligence at Southern Poverty Law Center, goes on and says, I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups. What groups? Those that expose us for who we are. He goes on, to completely destroy them. Wow. I mean, friends, this all coming from an organization that uses a facade of legitimacy, a law firm that advocates lawlessness or unlaw, as they call it, in the law books. Of course, it does this with the misuse of language and subtlety, changing definitions of widely understood and accepted terms, reversing definitions, watering them down, revising them. As you know, the socialist communist agenda has always had a problem with how to defend and promote an indefensible agenda, dedicating themselves by covertly undermining and ultimately destroying American society as to implementing socialism and communism. I mean, again, folks, you want the definition of a useful idiot, look into these people in these organizations. They're useful idiots because they don't realize, because they haven't studied history, that they're the first ones to be mowed down once communism is put in place. I mean, could this be why Morris Dees from the Southern Poverty Law Center, the founder? Folks, did you know that he did legal work for the KKK, an arm of what you call the Democratic Party, which is unconstitutional, in 1961? And this is why the Southern Poverty Law Center continuously aligns itself with communist organizations. Now, here's the tactic. Saul Alinsky, the minion of the devil, in Rules for Radical, wrote this: pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Cut off the support network and the isolate concerning the target from all sympathy. Go after people and not institutions. This is cruel but very effective. Direct, personalized criticism and ridicule works. Friends, these are the organizations that you have allowed to operate in a lawless fashion in the United States of America. When you go back in the book of Judges, you will see that the Philistines ruled over the children of Israel because Israel disobeyed and they refused to take heed to God's warnings, period. That's why you have these Philistines running around today, acting like they have the law on their side, when in fact, if you pull the curtain back, you'll see no law there at all. You'll see them running counter to American law, running counter to constitutional law in the United States, and by the way, running counter to common sense. Running counter to common sense. What about the ACLU? I mean, once you begin to look at the ACLU, folks, what we're going to do is I'm going to lay this out. But what I want to do is I want to bring you to a high school that I did. By the way, we're going to go back to the designated terror group care, suing the FBI and so on and so forth at the end of the show. But I want to paint a picture, line upon line, precept upon precept, as to how these people operate and what it is that they're doing. And folks, once you begin to understand how they operate, you're going to be emboldened to stand up and take them at their own game. That's how you win the game. You take it to the enemy's camp. Now, with that said, I did a high school assembly. This is concerning the ACLU. I did a high school assembly, friends, out in Dunkerton, Iowa. Okay? And the letter goes as follows. We were there three different times. The principal wrote, "Thank you for giving your valuable time and sharing an important message with our students. It was an exceeding excellent assembly. Junkyard Prophet," that's the band that was used, "had the students' attention the minute that they walked into the auditorium. I heard many positive comments about the assembly, and a number of students told me that this was the best assembly that they'd ever been to," which was followed up by a big thank you for bringing "You Can Run But You Cannot Hide" to the school. He said, "I also appreciate the involvement of all the members of your group. The message was well received by the students. There were many positive comments about the quality of your presentation." And he said, "I also received numerous emails from parents thanking me for thinking about their children by bringing in such a wonderful group. Students continued to talk about the assembly the day after we had it, and they were even begging me to bring back Bradley Dean the next year. I would highly recommend Bradley Dean with their powerful message, which should be heard by all." So that was the referral. We'll be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, "I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers." They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with his generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Highlighting on sonsoflibertymedia.com, designated terror group CARE sues the FBI. Isn't it interesting, every time they pipe up, friends, the media is right there to give them voice? Isn't that crazy how that works? To show you who the media is working for, friends, and it's not you, is it? It's not journalism. It's not journalism at all. It's propaganda. Designated terror group CARE sues FBI, Customs and Border Protection to stop counter-terror initiatives. In other words, they're suing those that are to protect the United States and its people. By the way, that is the purpose of government. Then, during the first segment, I highlighted these groups, like the Southern Poverty Law Center. CARE is involved. I'm going to come back to them at the end of the show as well. When you look at Southern Poverty Law Center, they're communists. They're telling you their crimes against the law. Okay? And how people feel or believe that they have lawful weight, I don't know, outside of the use of the media that continuously uses fear to snare man. You know that of Bonhoeffer, who went to the face of Adolf Hitler and did his best in his life to tear him down. I was actually at length hung by the Third Reich, but it's interesting to note that he said, he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God, but he who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man. Then I brought about a referral from a principal in Dunkerton, Iowa. And the fact that we were there several times, and I read the referral, big A plus. By the way, all 3 times that we were there, we got them the 3rd time on video. And of course, once they started to promote the illegal sodomy agenda, the homosexual agenda, well, every time I step into a public arena, for some reason or another, the media is right there. Isn't it interesting how they know that? Huh. Can we say NASA? NASA? I mean, can we say eavesdropping? Can we say unlawful activity on the behalf of those behind the scenes? Trying to put the kibosh down on anybody that dare expose them for who they are? Well, folks, I just read you the principal's referral. I just told you what he had said and what the students had said. And he said their powerful message should be heard by all. Thank you for caring about the youth of this country. Okay? It's interesting because once we got done doing that program, all of a sudden, unbeknownst to us, we get a phone call. And we get a phone call and we hear the message, and the message goes as follows. The ACLU just put out a warning about your group. I said, really? The ACLU? I said, were they there? Of course not. Those that report on what I do just happen, folks, to be MIA. They're never on the scene. They always report what they heard or what it is that they wanted to hear. Right? And that's why when you go to my Lord, his name is Jesus, the captain of my salvation. He's the line of the tribe of Judah. Some men looked at him as if he deceived the people, but others said, no, he's a good man. And why is that? Because of gossip. And these are gossip columns, friends. In saying that, going back, after we heard this message, we thought, what do you mean the ACLU put a message out on us? The Courier reported, Dunkerton, Iowa, advocacy groups added their voice Wednesday afternoon to the ongoing controversy hanging over the Dunkerton School District. Iowa Safe Schools, that's a homosexual organization. The Interfaith Alliance of Iowa, those just happen to be Muslim organizations as well, friends, along with professed Christians. How that works, I don't know. How can two walk together lest they be agreed, Amos 3:3 tells us. And One Iowa Pride Network and the American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa, and a letter urged administrators to carefully consider the program that they present to students. Folks, go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com, go to my assembly program, and when you go there, we have hundreds of referrals. Hundreds of referrals from principals, from students, from people that are involved in government, good government. Where we've been. Listen to what they have to say, folks. But see, this is what happens. People don't actually do their due diligence. They just take it for what the paper says. And it's funny because people, you say you don't believe what the paper reports. The propagandists. Well, it was interesting that the ACLU put the little warning about my group, and you should understand the content of my program. Of course, said the devil. After I seen it, I went online, and sure enough, there was a warning published about my organization, my ministry, and what I was doing in public schools, and what I am doing in public schools, and in colleges, and on television, and on the radio, all across the boards. Okay? So what we did is we found out that they did, in fact, put a warning out there. And once we did that, we had a letter to them the very next day from our attorney. And the letter went in, it was sent to the ACLU in such a fashion, attacks on Bradley Dean and You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International. And then it says their names, and our attorney said, I represent Bradley Dean and his ministry. It has come to my attention that the Iowa chapter of the ACLU has sent correspondence to public and other schools in Iowa attacking my clients and, in effect, threatening these institutions if they continue to permit Dean, his ministry, and his band, Junkyard Prophet, to speak to students. These attacks and threats not only constitute torturous interference with the business relations of my clients who seek to promote morality and values in our nation's youth, but also ironically are at odds with the ACLU's own professed raison d'etre, which is to further First Amendment freedom of speech. And it goes on. It was actually a short letter, but for the sake of time, my point is made. We went after the ACLU. That was sent on May 3rd. We got a reply May 7th. This came from the ACLU, and I want you to listen carefully, just so you understand who you're dealing with. Okay? Your letter threatening suit dated 5-3 to our attorney a copy of your May 3rd, 2012 letter addressed to our attorneys over at the ACLU has been provided to me. I am responding only on behalf of so on and so forth, another attorney. He said, in your letter to refer to attacks and threats constituting tortious interference, you also refer to statements which were wrongfully attributed to Dean and his ministry and his band. You then end your letter by demanding a retraction. This is what the ACLU responded with, friends. Now, disregarding for the moment that the ACLU of Iowa cannot by itself retract a letter which was sent out under an auspicious of several other organizations, we are at loss to identify the substance of your complaint. Are you listening? As a lawyer, you can surely appreciate that a retraction is not logically possible until you identify the statements that you wish to have retracted. In other words, folks, they were denying the fact that they had anything to do with coming after my ministry. And yet I'm looking at the article right now online. The ACLU and others issue warning about Bradley Dean and his group. Why do these groups have such a care when it comes to the young people? Now keep in mind, these are the ones that advocate the murder of the innocent in the womb. These are the ones that advocate, folks, demoralizing your kids. I mean, you're seen in California right now by this lunatic, folks. This governor in California, friends, what is it going to take for you to lawfully deal? That guy is so far out of his scope of authority and what he's advocating, now wanting to show students in public schools gay sex. This is who these people are that attack guys like me, that attack people that are willing to stand up and tell you the truth. Why do you tolerate the likes of these groups? They have no lawful standing outside of public opinion. What do you mean? Well, Bradley, well, I want to tell you. Public opinion means what the media's caused you to believe because they've inundated you with the lie so many times that you now believe it. I mean, just think about this. The ACLU, as you well know, American Civil Liberties Union, you all the well know that the ACLU does nothing but target Christians. I mean, as a matter of fact, in Virginia, the ACLU has protested the issuing of Choose Life license plates and a moment of silence for school children at the beginning of each day. Why? You don't need to ask the ACLU if you can do that. In Colorado, the ACLU successfully defended a homosexual female in her effort to gain co-partner custody of a young girl from her Christian mother. America, you're doing this to yourselves. The judge that ruled that the homosexual was a psychological parent who deserved 50-50 custody of the child. I mean, this is unthinkable. Read Article 3, Section 1. Of the U.S. Constitution. They sit during good behavior. Outside of that, you remove them. Article 2, Section 4.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A moving tribute when Meghan McCain honored her dad at John McCain's service today at Washington National Cathedral.
John McCain was defined by love. This love of my father for my mother, was the most fierce and lasting of them all, Mom.
Former President Barack Obama did not name President Trump, who was not invited to the service, speaking instead about McCain's opposition to the politics of fear and his recognition of bigger things than party, money, fame, and power.
Principles that are eternal, truths that are abiding. At his best, John showed us what that means. For that, we are all deeply in his debt.
Senator John McCain's body will be laid to rest at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, next to one of his best friends, Admiral Chuck Larson. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, if you're in the state of Minnesota, please do take the time to go down to the Minnesota State Fair. We are on the east end of the grandstand, two rows in. We've been out there for, we got 5 days left, so we've been out there for 7 days. And I want to tell you what, friends, it is work. There is no getting around it. It is work all the way around. But in saying that, we're very thankful for the opportunity, Luke 19:10. So again, if you're in the state of Minnesota, do not fail to come down and say hello to us. We're down there from 9 in the morning till 9 at night, again on the east end of the grandstand at the Minnesota State Fair. By the way, if you want to call in at any time, you can. The number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also want to let you know, if you'd like to jump over online, please do. Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. My Twitter account is BradleyDean1. Again, my Twitter account is BradleyDean1. By the way, friends, you know, I just want to stop really quick, because if you hear me, doing that a lot, it just gets real dry in here, let me tell you. And I noticed the other day I was doing it, and I was like, man, it's just like you're constantly smacking your lips. Forgive me, I just need more water. We need help. We need help. So do forgive me for that. But in saying that, if you want to jump over onto our Facebook, again, it's Bradley Dean on Facebook. My Twitter account is BradleyDean1. Sons of Liberty Media Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media Facebook. You can jump over there as well. Friends, you better jump on the time that you have lights, because I'm telling you, they are trying to suppress and censor organizations such as myself, and they're doing it, friends, and we need to stop them. And I say to that in a positive, leaving it on a positive, you know what the hope is, friends, always doing with the truth that which has been given unto you. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. But I also say, let their cruelties swell our ranks, because I believe that they are. And I don't put my hope into the arm of the flesh, but I do want to tell you we trust in the Lord here. But the fact of the matter is I am telling you on my front that their cruelties are swelling our ranks. And people are only oppressed for so long before they stand up and say that's enough. And we're waiting for that to happen amongst others that are back in the ranks. All those good people. And I want to tell you something. All you good people, as you call yourselves, that sit back and do nothing, I hear you a lot louder than I hear the voice of the enemy. And I say shame upon you for letting it go. How can you stand back and allow the freedoms for our posterity to be taken away from them when you are giving them? And the reason you are giving them is to do and emulate that which the veterans fought, bled, and died to give you. I mean, they did what they did. Now it's your turn. So stand up and do your part. That's how we can continue on here. Also, if you want to check that out again, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. And I also wanted to let you know again, one more time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show in which we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, period. Period, period, period. Exclamation. Now, I've been talking about these groups, designated terror group care. Then we talked about Southern Poverty Law Center. And I just simply asked the question, shall the throne of lawlessness have fellowship with you? Why do you allow them to attack you? They don't have the law on their side. And you know all the well that they frame mischief by what they call law when in fact it's a policy. And we see this all day long in the United States of America. With that said, I also shared with you how Abraham Lincoln said that, you know what, public opinion is what you need to go after. I want you to listen carefully to what he said. Okay, this is how it works. The mind of the devil. In this age, in this country, said Abraham Lincoln, public sentiment is everything. With it, nothing can fail against it. Nothing can succeed. Whoever molds public sentiments goes deeper than he who enacts statutes or pronounces judicial decisions. You know, it reminds me of musicians because they all well know, like Socrates who said, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. See, push the emotion envelope, push the opinion, and the way that you do that is grab their sentiments, continuously inundate them with the lie, and that's how these groups get away with the things that they get away with. And what happens when you take it to the enemy's camp, friends, and you have the law on your side, and they know it? They lie about it, just like I shared with you during the last segment. I'm sitting there looking at the very article in the Courier in Iowa that stated that the ACLU threatened a warning to those that would have us in. They did. But they basically told people to know what they're bringing in their public schools. See, what they didn't know is we were already at 50 schools in that state with many high referrals. Many of those schools we did 2 and 3 times over. That's how much they hated us there. But see, they just can't have anybody in there telling them the truth because they don't want to be exposed for their crime. And see, America, that's where you come into play. They don't have the law on their side. Speaking of the ACLU again, I want you to listen to whose side these people are on, okay? The ACLU is defending the North American Man-Boy Love Association. By the way, their slogan is sex before 8, before it's too late. The ACLU is defending the North American Man-Boy Love Association, NAMBLA, for this pedophile group's role in the brutal murder of 10-year-old Jeffrey Curley in 1997. Salvatore Sicari and Charles James picked up fifth grader Jeffrey Curley and took the boy to the Boston Public Library where James accessed NAMBLA's website. Later, the men attempted to sexually assault the little 10-year-old boy, but the boy fought back. Attempting to restrain him, James gagged the little 10-year-old boy with a gasoline-soaked rag, eventually killing the little boy. The men put Jeffrey's body in a tub with concrete and threw it in a river. The ACLU argues that the newsletter and other NAMBLA materials in James' possession, which contain photographs of boys of various ages and nude drawings of boys, are protected speech under the Constitution. Do you understand what's going on here, friends? That's all they're doing is saying it. And because the ACLU said it, then it must be law. Not true. Folks, it's a felony. It's not free speech. It's a felony. The ACLU routinely opposes internet filtering systems on library computers to protect children from exposure to pornography. Boy, someone should talk to Twitter about that. The ACLU favors the decriminalization of marijuana. So does George Soros. As a matter of fact, if you go to georgesoros.com, you can find out for yourself. The ACLU has filed lawsuits throughout the United States to remove Christian crosses and the Ten Commandments from public buildings. See, these dummies and these devils don't realize that's where their freedom is found, through the power of the cross that they want to remove. Yep, but the church has been preaching a crosslessness for too many years now. The ACLU has filed lawsuits throughout the United States to remove Christian crosses. The King, North Carolina City Council was threatened with a potential lawsuit by the ACLU and Americans United for Separation of Church and State for flying a Christian flag outside the city building at the community's request. What a bunch of fools. What a bunch of fools. Now, I want to show you who the ACLU is really quick, okay? In 2005, the ACLU was exposed for trying to recreate the First Amendment in their own image. Second Commandments, Exodus 20, read it. If you listen carefully, this is the ACLU's version of the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech, okay? Listen carefully. Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. This was found on their website. Folks, that's not the First Amendment. The First Amendment actually begins, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion under the Christian umbrella or prohibiting the stopping of the free exercise thereof. Guess what they omitted? What I just read. They literally omitted that out of the First Amendment. And these are the people that you're running from. I mean, this is craziness. We also did a little homework on the ACLU to find out who was actually funding them. And that's interesting within itself. A bunch of New World Order monkeys. But I want to end this portion with what the ACLU is all about. This is the founder of the ACLU. These are the groups that are attacking we the people in this country. I'm for socialism, disarmament, and ultimately for abolishing the state itself. I seek social ownership of property, the abolition of the proprietary class, and the sole control of those who produce wealth. Communism is the goal. This is the founder of the ACLU. Roger Baldwin. Are you starting to track, America? These groups don't have a lawful standing, friends, in the sense of what they're attacking. I mean, these groups weren't around, folks, at the beginning in the turn of the century. I mean, I can go over to Margaret Sanger as well. Planned Parenthood. 58 million babies have been murdered because the American people tolerate a corrupt government to sanction what God condemns. And keep in mind, whenever you advocate what God condemns, the enemy's going to go through the door, and that's exactly what they've done. And guess who's paying for it? You are. You are, America. You are. You go ahead and complain all day long, but keep in mind, you're the one funding these illegal organizations. Over to designated terror group, CARE, sues FBI, Customs, and Border Protection to stop counter-terror initiatives. Folks, keep in mind, too, this is under the brand new administration. On another front, just seen a brand new article yesterday as to what's going on concerning guns. It's called Guns Dynamic. California lawmakers raised the age for purchasing long guns from 18 to 21. Why are they so bent set, friends? Why are they so bent set on giving your sworn enemies free way, but yet they're trying to disarm you before them? I can go on that road for another hour as well, but we're not going to go there. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Oh, my goodness, friends. Designated terror group CARE sues the FBI. Folks, they're suing the very people that should be prosecuting them. You see this? Designated terror group CARE sues the FBI. Customs and Border Protection to stop counter-terror initiatives. I mean, can you make this up? I mean, look at the quotes that we've heard from these organizations. They're not hiding anything, America. They're telling you what their initiative is, and it's exactly what they're doing. They're colonizing in the United States of America while you're asleep. Oh, and I can just hear someone saying, oh, Bradley, that will never happen in our time. Oh, yep. Tell that to France. Tell that to Belgium. Tell that to Germany. Tell that to the UK. Tell that to Sweden. Tell that to the United States of America. Take heed that you stand lest you fall, America, because I'm telling you what, your foot is on a banana peel right now. You have a Hamas-linked CARE that's opposing every counter-terror measure that has ever been proposed or implemented. And this lawsuit is a further confirmation of that very fact. And what are they doing? Same exact systematically and methodically, exactly the same way the homosexuals operate, through totalitarian methods. Again, they don't have the shield. They're not protecting themselves, friends. They're attacking. and so is the SPLC, and so is the ACLU. And, you know, and those that are in the ACLU and the SPLC and, you know, other communist organizations, you better pay attention that this is all coming down on your head. You need to understand that. You're just being used. You're a useful idiot. You need to repent, Matthew 3, 2, Acts 20, verse 21. You really do. But I want you to know, the Bible also tells us that the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as lions. If you look at Psalm 27, you can see that David wasn't moved by people that opposed him. Matter of fact, the more they opposed him, the more he was emboldened by his God. Because David said in Psalm 18, by my God I'll go through a troop, and by my God I'll leap over a wall. The Lord gave him the necks of his enemies. He also set a table in the presence of his enemies. Read Isaiah 51 verse 4. That's the church's purpose. And the fact of the matter is the church doesn't need to dispossess anybody because we're all already in our possession. We just need to lawfully deal with those that mean to dispossess us and send them back. We have a lesson to learn, America, by President Truman. The buck stops here. When the illegals wanted to start throwing their weight around, he came up with something called Operation Wetback. And it's exactly what he did. He rounded up millions of them and he sent them back to their own prospective countries. When you look at CARE, just like the ACLU, just like Planned Parenthood, just like separation of church and state organ, folks, just like that of the SPLC, folks, what are you running from? What are you running from? My God, when you read, literally, my God, when you read the book of James, the Lord allowed these other countries to remain in the land to prove his children whether they would keep his commandments or no. Folks, just yesterday, I got a lady. She had sent something to me concerning my last article. And she was just talking about how, you know, everything is just hopeless and there's nothing we can do about it. And it's time to just basically throw in the towel. And I said to her, I said, you should be ashamed of yourself. Don't call yourself a Christian and tell me about how we're supposed to just sit back and wait for Jesus to come back when he commanded us to occupy, when he commanded us to keep his commandments. Don't sit there and try to twist scripture the way Satan twisted scripture so you can stand back in your guilt in an attempt to justify what you've left undone. You're the worst of men. And I told this woman, I said, you should be ashamed of yourself. And her lack of understanding of the Word of God, she held to it and she came back and said how much she loved me and how much she loved my message and how much she loved my kids. She said this, she said, you came to our tea party, I think you're great, I love your talk, I love what you're doing, I love that you're doing it with your family, I love your boys, I have your family in my prayers every Saturday morning. Well, folks, let me tell you in Proverbs 28, your prayer's an abomination if you're not a doer of the Word. Namely, his moral law. Clearly. Read Proverbs 28, verse 9. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. Make distinction between moral law and ceremonial law, people. Then she goes on and says, I'm on your side. I'm just saying, I'm on God's side too. And as awful as things are, I believe he'll return soon. And I'm looking forward to his coming. Love and prayers. Really? Wow. Again, showing you that she doesn't know what the Word of God says. Because as she says that she's looking forward to Jesus coming back, the Bible tells us in Amos 5:20, shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light, even very dark and no brightness in it? Wow! Then the Lord goes on in verse 21, chapter 5 of Amos. He said, I despise your feasts. I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. And then he goes on and talks about your offerings and how he basically refuses them. He said, I will not accept them anymore. He's talking about her prayers, right? And he said, take away the songs from me. I will not hear the melody of your vials anymore. I don't want to hear your new songs. He said, but let justice run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies. And if you look at the book of Amos, his name means burden bearer. And he was sent forth to preach to a people that would no longer listen to the word of the Lord. And the Lord confirmed his word, signs following. Wow. She's looking forward to that. I'm not. Hey, you know what? The man that's ready for judgment day is the man that longs to be freed from his sin. And these people are dead in their sin. I wouldn't want to be in that position. Let me go back to this. I got about 2 minutes. 10 facts about CARE. They have 5,000 members despite a membership fee of $10. CARE is created by the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamic supremacist organization that pioneered 20th century Islamic terrorism and sanctions violence against civilians, infidels, unbelievers. These are the ones that are suing your border patrol, the FBI, friends. CARE represents the opinions of only 12% of Muslim Americans, according to the Gallup. Baloney. Hey, folks, it's been said that the moderate Muslim will hold your feet while the radical cuts off your head. Okay? CARE has solicited money from sponsors of terror and received financial support from convicted terrorists. Yep, we all know this. But again, the media is right there to put the microphone up to their mouth, aren't they? And to defend them. CARE founders have praised terrorists to Muslim audiences and said that suicide bombers are acting on the behalf of Islam. CARE has raised funds for terrorists under the guise of helping 9/11 victims. See how they operate, folks? Totalitarian methods. CARE board members have called for the overthrow of the United States and the imposition of Islamic law. CARE has suggested applying Sharia punishment, the death penalty to users who criticize Islam on the Internet. And they're in the United States of America suing our law enforcement agencies. But folks, keep in mind, they're suing our law enforcement agencies because our law enforcement agencies aren't persecuting them or prosecuting them for their crimes. Okay? Same thing with this brand new administration. Okay? At least 15 high-level CARE staff members have been under federal investigation in ties to Islamic terror. And CARE has discouraged Muslim Americans from cooperating with law enforcement and has spent more time and money advocating on the behalf of convicted terrorists than for their victims. This is who you're running from. This is who the FBI is running from. By the way, folks, they're told to stand down. But this is the workers of iniquity at work, because the love of many waxeth cold. In other words, a whole lot of people in this country, had they loved their freedoms and they were thankful for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on Calvary, they wouldn't allow this. They wouldn't allow this in any sense of the word. And it shows you a lack of love concerning the American people, because they have a not a care. They care not for the afflictions of Joseph, the church. They don't even care about their own kids enough to stand up and fight for them. Just think about that. But that's the truth of the matter. Don't sit there and tell me about how you love your freedoms when you're not willing to fight for it. You know, those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today, they don't have to say anything, because they spoke loud and clear concerning their actions, didn't they? And that's why I end every show with 1 John 3:18. My little children, let us not love in word or tongue, but by deeds and truth. Your love is found in what you do, friends. Your love is found in what you do, not what you say. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.